This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Several protesters needed medical treatment today following mass demonstrations in Khartoum against the Sudan military's apparent coup. The Sudanese military seized power yesterday, more than 2 years after a popular uprising forced the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. In response, Sudanese citizens flooded the streets of Khartoum and other cities in the country in protest. At least 4 people were killed and over 80 wounded when security forces opened fire on protesters in Khartoum, according to the Sudan Doctors Committee. Prime Minister and other senior officials in the transitional government who were arrested on Monday by the military continued to be held at a military camp outside the capital. The military takeover threatened to derail Sudan's fragile transition to democracy, which had been underway for the past 2 years. 2 of the world's most prominent Roman Catholics will be getting together for a sit-down this Friday. Walter Ratliff has this from Associated Press.
President Joe Biden travels to the Vatican on Friday to meet Pope Francis. The world's 2 most prominent Roman Catholics will be celebrating a shared outlook on church teaching and vital social issues. The Pope upholds Catholic doctrine opposing abortion and same-sex marriage, but he has irked some conservative Catholics in the U.S. and elsewhere by emphasizing other issues that mesh with Biden's priorities. Biden faces unwavering opposition from many U.S. Catholic bishops over his stances on abortion and LGBTQ rights. Biden is the 2nd Catholic president of the United States. He displays his faith openly, often wearing a rosary and attending Mass routinely. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Journalists in the Nigerian capital are demanding authorities probe the disappearance of a colleague who's been missing for 2 weeks and have held a protest calling for his release. Tordu Salam, a parliamentary reporter with the independent Vanguard newspaper in Abuja, was last seen on October the 13th. This is VOA News. Ordinary Americans and the nation's airlines are combining to donate miles in cash to help Afghan refugees resettle in the United States. Organizers said Tuesday that they have raised enough donations to pay for 40,000 flights, but they're hoping to nearly double that amount. The flights generally carry Afghans from temporary housing at U.S. military bases to new homes around the United States. The campaign was started by Miles for Migrants. That's the number 4, Miles for Migrants, which uses donated miles and credit card points to help refugees. Airlines have gotten involved, with the biggest donations coming from United Airlines and American Airlines, according to organizers, and the effort has the backing of the White House. More coming to light regarding accusations that Facebook placed profits over people. 2 years ago, Apple threatened to pull Facebook and Instagram from its app store over concerns about the platform being used as a tool to trade and sell maids in the Mideast. After publicly promising to crack down, Facebook acknowledged in internal documents obtained by the Associated Press that it was under enforcing on confirmed abusive activity that saw Filipina maids complaining on the social media site of being abused. Now, Mustafa Quadri is the executive director of Equidem Research, which offers leading human rights and labor rights expertise for business, government, and charities.
There's a lot of this happening of jobs being advertised, people being approached, but also people that are seeking to hire workers that certain individuals are being advertised online. So we were not at all surprised when this story broke, although it's an extremely important one. And
even today, a quick search for Kadima or maids in Arabic will bring up accounts featuring posed photographs of Africans and South Asians. But Facebook's crackdown seems to have had a limited effect. One of the great chapters of America's story is that of Rosa Parks, who became an American icon for refusing to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, thus catalyzing the entire civil rights movement. What's most, including most Americans, do not know is that she was not the first. In 1955, a young lady, Claudette Colvin, was arrested by Montgomery police months before the better-known Rosa Parks also refused to give up her seat to a white man. Now, Colvin was just 15 at the time. An attorney says Colvin, who is now 82, today will ask a court to finally expunge her record. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.